I guess, you know, probably too much time in the tractor cab, out in the field and looking at how we were producing our crops and you know, realising that the, I guess the big thing to me, that the technology that had driven agriculture for the last 30 years has really plateaued. You know, the herbicide resistance in our weeds is getting worse and worse. It's similar to what you see in the hospital system with the resistance to antibiotics. We're really struggling to kill things now. And the other big thing that's driven productivity in agriculture has been you know, larger and larger machines. We've had this mad productivity rush to get bigger, larger, more complicated machines. And, you know, to me, large machines aren't the best way to grow crops. They're the best way to get more productivity out of each man. They're labour-saving devices. I look at robots as a new opportunity to grow crops in a better way. Small, lightweight machines that do simple tasks and do them very well.
3 years ago, you set up a partnership with the Australian Centre for Field Robotics, which is based here at Sydney University. What did you develop and where are you at now?
So I guess we went out to develop better ways to kill weeds. You know, the base, I guess the base technology is actually getting ground platforms out in the field. When I say platforms, I'm talking about robots. So small robots out in the field that weigh, you know, a couple of hundred kilos, not sort of in that range of 10 to 15 tonnes, which our modern equipment weighs. So we could get on our country sooner and lighter, cause less soil compaction, but also be more nimble. So these machines can slow down and stop at every weed. And that in itself is a revolution. We could never do that before, but now we can actually stop at every weed and particularly treat that weed in a better way, whether that means actually physically removing it from the soil, or whether it means putting herbicide on more accurately and more intelligently, or whether it means actually killing it in other ways, heat-based things such as microwave or steam and those sort of options. So we're in the development stage now. We're sort of past the research stage. What we're doing now is actually making these systems robust and able to operate for long hours out in the field. So I guess, you know, the first step is the ground platforms that can carry these things around. We can't enable these new farming techniques unless we've got robot platforms that can move slowly, work 24 hours a day and stop at every weed. And the next thing we're working on is the better ways to kill weeds to go on board. So I guess that's our immediate goals now. I see robots as a far bigger picture in agriculture. It's a new paradigm in farming where we can sort of throw out all the things that have driven, you know, agricultural productivity and think about what is actually the best way to grow crops and how can we use robots to enable these new methods. And that means, you know, machines that may look totally different to what we thought of before, that may do things that we didn't think of before. Treating plants down to an individual leaf, rather than doing things on large blocks in the paddock.
Agriculture is a high fossil fuel input business. So will it save in that?
Look, there's potential there to save on fuel and inputs like that. People often say there's a labour-saving device. I think we've already got the labour-saving device. They're these large machines that we run across our paddocks now. I don't think we can save much more labour. That's not the driving force for this technology. It's more about how can we use our inputs more efficiently, and fuel is one of those, fertiliser, pesticides. But how can we actually get out the optimum crop growth out of our crops? How can we actually lift that yield and grow things more efficiently?
One of the things that people think of with robots is they're going to need a lot of upgrades and assistance, and you know, there might be built-in obsolescences as well. So how much of a standby staff will you need?
Well, we actually see robots as being simple machines that, you know, do their simple tasks but do them well. And if you look at, say, the Ford or the Holden factory, when you see the news that was on TV last year, there's not one robot that builds the whole car. There's multiple robots that do a simple task, and one robot puts a windscreen in, another robot puts the wheels on. There's not one robot that builds the whole car. So we see the robots have actually been quite simple machines that that are very modular. And one of the other big, I guess, benefits of robots is scalability, that, you know, instead of one large machine that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, we're talking about a number of small machines that may cost well under $100,000. So a lot of technology that wasn't available to a lot of farmers because the capital cost was so high all of a sudden becomes accessible. So, you know, a small farmer might own one of these robots, a large farmer might own 35, but it breaks that technology down to pieces of equipment that any farmer can afford to own and will allow farmers to utilise more technology in their own operations.
How soon?
Watch this space. You know, towards the end of this year we'll be participating in commercial operations, might be a while before you can actually buy a robot, but certainly we'll be out doing commercial operations in the field.
How will you use it on your farm?
Look, early on weeds, certainly for weeds. It's about identifying hard-to-kill weeds and taking those weeds out before they breed resistant, so not letting them get to seed.